Ezekiel chapter 9. Then the Lord said to him, "Go through the city of Jerusalem. Put a mark on the forehead of everyone who feels sad and upset about all the terrible things people are doing in this city." Most of the chapter is about the just punishment that the rest of the population would suffer. Therefore, the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from their trials and to hold the wicked for punishment until the day of judgment. Like the blood on the doorposts of the Israelites' houses on the night of the Passover, in the scarlet cord in Rahab's window, it was a sign of hope. Today, we do not wear a visible tattoo on our foreheads, but with our attitudes towards others, with our conduct at work and at home, with our language, and with our way of dressing and speaking, we also show the mark of God's love in our hearts. But perhaps there is something deeper implicit in the mark we carry. There is a prophetic significance in the Hebrew word for the mark. It is the Hebrew letter T, which at that time was written as a cross. Without being superstitious, we can rejoice in the anticipation of salvation through the death of Christ on the cross. Lord, help me to show my actions by the mark of your love that you have placed on me.